can't choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee and the Bible Bus at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business. Taking care of
business. The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Today in this city, there are people that have never experienced the work of the Holy Spirit like we see here every Sunday morning. The Holy Spirit move in our service. There are people that are alive today on this planet. They've been alive 50 or 60 years. They've never experienced that. There are people on the Treasure Coast, they've never stepped into a place like this before. They've never experienced the move of God before. They've never heard people in a band play together and sing to somebody they cannot see or they cannot touch. They've been singing for 40 years about, "Have you heard about the lonesome loser?" Singing in depression. About broken relationships and "she done left me" and "he done ran out" and "rock and roll town." Get over it. Come on, somebody. There's people that live in a culture that knows nothing about what we live in. So you got to ask yourself, why would God make sure you know what you know about Him? Why would God make sure that you know that? How is it that God would set you up so that you would have the revelation about God, so that you would have a heart of generosity and the work of the Holy Spirit? Why would God do that to you? Why would God set you up like that? I'm glad you asked. You ready? I'm going to give it to you. 1, 2, 3. So you can give it away. So you can give it away. We're not supposed to keep revelation to ourselves. We're not supposed to keep the teaching to ourselves. We're not supposed to keep the sermon to ourselves. We're not supposed to keep our resources to ourselves. What God gives us, He gives it to us so we can give it away. This is what Jesus did. He pulled 12 guys in around him. He poured his life into these 12. He gives without reserve. Jesus gives away everything that he is and everything that he had. He pours his life into these 12 guys. And he says, everything I have given you is yours. Now go give it away. Freely give it away. Oh. Book of Acts says those men took the message of the gospel and they turned the world upside down. 12 men. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. They lived their life as if it weren't their own. They had a generous life. And it was always committed to be involved in the lives of other people. You know, it's interesting to me that the supernatural power of God always follows generosity, or vice versa. They go hand in hand. You ever notice that in Scripture? That every time a supernatural miracle happens, there's also generosity on the scene. In Acts chapter 2, coming out of Peter's sermon in verse 43, it says, then fear came upon every soul. That word fear right there is not the word like, I'm scared and afraid. It's the word awe. They were in awe. There was a sense of awe that came over everyone. And many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. And then it says, now all who believed were together, and watch this, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and good, and divided them among all as they needed. The spirit of generosity and the supernatural power, hand in hand. You know why these churches that you see, they talk about the supernatural, they preach about the miracles, they're always bragging about what God's doing supernatural, but you don't see the miracles. Because there's not a heart of generosity in the church. It's about the personality behind the pulpit. Pastor, I'm telling you the truth. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying the supernatural and generosity are connected. They're connected. Signs, wonders, and miracles come with a generous attitude. They come with a generous heart. There are no miracles manifesting where there's no generosity. And there's no generosity manifesting without the miracle of God. Because how many know your life dedicated to God is the first miracle? Oh my God. Ooh. I mean, when the goodness of God begins to manifest. You know why a generous heart is so connected to this? Because when the goodness of God begins to manifest in your life, what do you do with good news? You can't keep quiet. You can't hold it. We barely can hold bad news. Isn't that right? We want to tell everything we know. And if it's really good news, we want to especially tell the good news. Let me know the gospel is the good news. And when God does something powerful, oh Jesus, when God does something powerful in our lives, come on somebody. You begin to not see your life as your own. You begin to take what you have and you begin to give yourself away to people. You begin to invest in people. You begin to pray for people. You begin to spend time with people. You begin to work with people. You begin to counsel with people. You begin to worship with people. You begin to invest because your life is not your own. Generosity and supernatural are connected. So I have a question for you this morning. Who are you investing in? Whose life are you investing your life into? I want to know who's going to heaven because of what you're doing. If you're sitting here this morning and you can't think of one person that's on their way to heaven because of your actions, oh, Jesus. You have no traction in life. you're spinning out of control. And if that's you, you're going to cycle in and out of depression the rest of your life until you get it right. Come on, somebody. Jesus. I want to know who's going to catch your faith. Who are you talking to? What are you saying that makes God more obvious? Every time you serve, what are you doing that makes God more obvious? Every time you do a selfless act, how is it? Every time you give yourself, how is it making God more obvious? Every time you share your story, how is it making God more obvious? Every time you invest in a life, how does it make God more obvious? Jesus. Think about this. During the time of Jesus, there were other teachers that traveled around, other rabbis, other philosophers. There were other guys that told stories just like Jesus told stories. They talked in parables. That was a very popular thing during the time of Jesus. There were traveling ministries. People just walked around teaching, and they have entourages of students that followed them, and the disciples, and they would be discipled by whoever they were listening to. Jesus was just like them. He was doing the same thing that was going on in the culture. Amen? But what made Jesus stand apart from the rest of them? Listen, it wasn't that Jesus had a message like the rest of them. It was the fact that he was the message. His life was the message. Come on, somebody. Have you recognized it was the fact that the message wasn't something he was proclaiming. It was something that he was. His life, come on, that he embodied what he was talking about, that the generosity that he portrayed to people was an example, it was a demonstration, it was the fruit of who he was. Come on, somebody. He was open. He was transparent with his life. He let people see in. He didn't hold anything back from anybody. So when people got around him, they said, man, this guy, there's something different about him. He's different than anybody we've ever heard teach. He makes sense, and he does these miracles. There's something supernatural in his life. He's a giver. He's not a taker. He doesn't talk down to us. He doesn't make us feel stupid. This guy embodies what he said. Jesus didn't have a bunch of words. He was the word. The living word among us. He was the message. And I got news for you this morning. So are you. Come on, somebody. So are you. You are the message.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
A generous life is always controlled by the interest of God the Father. A generous life is always committed to being involved in the life of others. And number three, a generous life is always consumed with a dream of the future. A generous life is always consumed with a dream of the future. Jesus had a dream. Jesus had a dream. Come on, somebody. He had a dream. I don't mean he was sleeping one night and while he was asleep, he had a dream. That's not what I'm talking about. He didn't have a nightmare or a daydream and get all freaked out, or he didn't take a power nap. That's not what we're talking about. He had a dream. He had an image, a vision of something that was out in front of him, and it consumed his life. It got him up in the morning and set his feet on a path to a destiny. And it's the same thing that'll happen for you when you put your feet on the path. You have a destiny. You have to have a vision for your life. You have to be consumed with a dream for the future. When you look at the ministry of Jesus, when he inaugurates his ministry in the temple, and you chart all the travels of Jesus, when you look at them, they just look like he was just randomly going to places all over Judea and all over Israel. He was just like going whenever and wherever he wanted to. He was all over the place preaching. Matter of fact, if you look at it on the map, you're thinking, what were you doing, Jesus? Did you actually have a plan? Were you just wandering around the countryside and the hillside and going back and forth across the lake only when there was a storm? What's going on, Lord? There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of strategy when you look at the ministry of Jesus and where he traveled until you realize one thing, until you realize that what Jesus was doing was being done against a big, giant, enormous backdrop of God's dream. He was motivated by a dream, the dream of God. Come on, God has a dream. Touch somebody and say, God has a dream. There was something that drove him to do what he did. There was something that motivated him here, or motivated him there, or motivated him over there. Come on, somebody. Paul says this in verse 8. He says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of a cross. How many of you know that means that Jesus was so committed to the dream, so passionate about the dream, that he was willing to die a horrible, brutal, bloody death on a cross? That's how committed he was to the dream. Jesus had a dream. A life that is generous is always consumed by a dream of the future. Listen, if you don't know what the dream of Jesus is, it'd be easy for you to lose hope from day to day and get frustrated. How many know what wears most people down is not the big, huge sins in our life? It's the little nitpicky things every day, day in, day out, every day, day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. The little things that wear you down. Some of y'all been married long enough that everything your spouse does upsets you. You look at me and go, will you stop breathing? The very breath irritates you. Come on. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. You're just edgy. Can't take no more. You fight over the dumbest things. Every little thing get on your last nerve sometimes. Ooh, Jesus. It's the little things. It's the little irritations. It's not usually the big stuff that takes us out. The Bible says it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. The little stuff wears on you every day. You know, you start doing things like this. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. I can't take it. I just asked you what you wanted for dinner. I know, just shut up. That's why it would be so easy to lose hope over a long, ongoing battle of the little things, unless we know what the dream of God is. Unless we know the dream. You give up when you don't know the dream. It's the dream that keeps you moving. Amen. If you don't have the big dream, it'd be easy to lose sight of where you're going and where you are. If you don't have the big dream, you think sometimes, well, why did I even bother to get married? Or if you don't have the big dream, you think, well, what do I do with these kids? This is more than I ever thought it was going. What's the point of my job? What's the point of life? Why am I here? And those things begin to spin out of control in your mind if you don't know what the dream is. That's why we come to church. That's why we fellowship together. It keeps the dream alive on the inside of us. It keeps us reminded that there's a vision for our life, that there's a hope and a future in what God has for us. So I know what your question is this morning. You're thinking, well, what's the dream of God? What is the dream of God? Look in verse 10. Here we go. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. In other words, that there is no question that Jesus is who he says he is. He's the king of the universe, the king of the world, the king under the world. He's the king of the cosmos. There's nothing that Jesus is not king over. Verse 11 says, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Most important part. Watch this. Don't miss this. To the glory of God the Father. That's the dream of Jesus. To bring glory to the Father. Did you see that? To bring glory to God the Father. That word glory is not some super spiritual flaky thing. Oh, glory, I see the glory cloud. That's not what he's talking about. That's not what they mean. Come on, somebody. Glory means to make God obvious, to make him known. We give glory to God, we make him obvious. That's exactly what it means. The presence of God becomes obvious in our lives, in our families, in our church, in everything that we do. God is obvious to anybody that's looking. So you can ask yourself this question. Is your life making God obvious? Is it? Is your life bringing glory to God? Is it? This is the dream of Jesus. This is the dream of Jesus. Somebody say, this is the dream of Jesus. And it drove Jesus. He saw a world and the dream that had been repaired, filled with people that had been redeemed. And it drove him to a cross. That's his dream. That we would be fixed. That we would be healed. And our life wouldn't matter. That's God's dream. It's his dream. Somebody say it's his dream. The minor prophets towards the end of the Old Testament, they speak of the dream like this. They say, there's a day coming in which the presence of God is going to cover the earth like the oceans cover the globe. That's his dream. These prophets, they saw a day coming when the presence of God would become so obvious that it would begin to break out on the scene and people's lives would be repaired in an instant. Their lives would be redeemed. Their bodies would be healed. The manifestation of the power of God would drive sin and sickness and evil and wickedness out of their lives. That's the dream of God. Oh, Jesus. And anything that would raise its ugly head would be toppled under his power. Come on, somebody. Say, that's the dream of Jesus. See, the glory of God has become so obvious that the power of the devil can't even stand against it. That's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we're going. That's the dream. That's the that's the vision. That ought to get you so full of hope today that you can't sit still.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is now open. Black Beauty offers top quality hair products, human and synthetic hair. Get more value for less money and look your best. Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is located in Port St. Lucie at 1702 Southwest Bayshore Boulevard, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They can be reached at 772-380-6457, 380-6457.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.